Bezrus Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Ayin Chesen, Meseches Nedarim, is the 1111th daf in Shas. Our daf of Ayin Ches is going to be involved with the halachos of Dayanim, the halachos in regards to a Dayan that's necessary for Hataras Nedarim, as well as other instances of Mishpat. We will be discussing different psukim that Chazal used to darshan different halachos in regards to shchut echutz, that means when one violates and shechts kodshim outside the Beis HaMikdash, that there the Torah describes as it being given to Aaron Ubanov and Kol Yisrael, as well as Rashi Hamatos, and therefore the Gemara will discuss the concept of Rashi Hamatos both by Nedarim and its implication in terms of Shchut Echutz, as well as a very famous pasuk, Vayidaber Moshe Esmayadei Hashem El Bnei Yisrael, and we will use that both in terms of the context of Nedarim, as well as, of course, about that important pasuk where Moshe Rabbeinu instructs Klal Yisrael in regards to Moadim. And our daf will begin with a continuation of the topic from yesterday's daf. In fact, we're going to begin on the bottom of Ayin Zayin Amabez, and the topic of yesterday's daf had been the halachos of Nedarim in regards to She'ela on Shabbos and Hafara on Shabbos. We will discuss the appropriate lashon that should be mentioned on Shabbos when it comes to Hafara, as well as the appropriate lashon of a chacham versus the appropriate lashon of a baal when we're dealing with Hafara and She'ela. We begin the first wide line on Ayin Zayin Amabez, which is six lines from the bottom. Lo yomar adam li'ishtoi b'Shabbos meifir mufar l'chi batal l'chi. A man should not say to his wife on Shabbos, Mufar l'chi or batal l'chi, kederech she'amar lo b'chol. Yesterday we spoke about hafaros right before this Gemara. We spoke about hafaros that weren't explicit, at least according to the Mefarish, weren't explicit enough to qualify as a hafara. So now we talk about the perfect lashon of hafara, and that is mofer lichi, batel lichi. However, even though that's perfect in terms of revoking the neder, nevertheless, in terms of it being used on Shabbos, it's inappropriate to use that lashon on Shabbos. Yesterday we pointed out that the issue of doing hafara and she'ela on Shabbos begins with the pasuk in Yeshayo, im tashiv mi Shabbos raglecha, that on Shabbos you're supposed to act differently. The Rabbi Us comments in Dibra Maschil Tanya, dekiven de'ev shel shinuyi mishaninon, since it's possible to do a shinui, a person should do a shinui, and in general one's behavior on Shabbos should be different than the chol, and that would seem, according to the Ran, to be enough to require a person to do a shinui in the hafara. Ella, omer lo tli v'achli, tli v'shti, v'haneder batal me'elav. Rather, what the husband should do is contradict the wife's neder. She made a neder not to eat or to drink. He should say to her, eat and drink, and the neder would be me'mela batal. Of course, this neder is one in which it's going against Tzorech Shabbos. You're supposed to enjoy yourself on Shabbos. And therefore, we learned in yesterday's daf that the husband can be Mefer, but nevertheless, it should be done with the Shinui. Qualifies Rabbi Yochanan, but where's the Hafara? I'm Rabbi Yochanan Tzorech Shivato Beliboy. He needs to say in his heart, Mefer Lichi. Because if he doesn't, so then the Hafara was not done. Now, there's an interesting diuk that one can make from the Gemara. Could one say that even though lichatchila one needs to say mofer lichi, on Shabbos you don't have to say mofer lichi because you could really be mevatel belev, and therefore the nafgamina would be what would happen if during the week bidiavad, if it happened that he said mofer lichi in his heart? That is probably why the Gemara raises the next issue. Tanya, beishamay omrim. B'Shabbos mevatel belibo. On Shabbos, you're mevatel in your heart, like we had just learned from Rabbi Yochanan. B'chol mitzvah b'svasav. But during the week, you have to utter the hafara. In other words, this provision was made about mevatel belibo only on Shabbos. Ubeis Hillel Aymrim, echad zeh ve'echad zeh mevatel belibo ve'ein tzarech lotzi b'svaso. And Beis Hillel entirely disagrees with Beis Shammai and says that even on Shabbos you don't need to be mevatel b'peh. Mevatel b'lev is going to be enough. So according to Beis Hillel, who Rabbi Yochanan could very well be following, it's very simple how the bittul b'lev is going to work. According to Beis Shammai, it will be more complicated, that during the week you need to utter, on Shabbos you don't. Why do you need to utter during the week if on Shabbos it would be effective by simply doing it in your heart? In the Yalkut Biurim from the Masifta Gemara, they quote the Parashas Nidarim that says that on Shabbos, according to Beis Shammai, the fellow is an ones, and we learned on Daf Chav Ches Amid Aleph that an ones is mefarish le ledibure, that we will add to his words in the case of ones. Shita Mekubetzes quotes another pshat from the Re'im. Let's continue on. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, three lines from the bottom. Chacham she'amar b'loshen bal, u'bal she'amar b'loshen chacham, loy amar klum. There is an appropriate way in which hafara and she'ela is done. When a chacham is shoel b'neder, and he shows that the assumptions of the neder were wrong, whatever they might be, we've discussed in the past. So then, in such a case, a lashon is mutterleich. That is the lashon of a chacham. A husband says, as we just saw today in the first wide line, is meiferlichi, batelichi. Therefore, if it's exchanged, each one mixes up his lashon, so then in such a case, it's nothing. Desanyu. Zeh adavar hachacham matir. The pasuk says in Bamidbar Lamid, zeh hadavar. There the Torah is talking about Nedarim. It's the opening pasuk in Parashas Matis. Vayidaber Moshe al Rosh Hamatos Levnei Yisrael Loimer, zeh adavar asher tzivo Hashem. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded. Therefore, zeh adavar chacham matir vein bal matir. The chacham is matir in his particular way, and the Baal is not matir. Rather, he does hafara. Sheyachol asks the Gemara, umachacham shei meifir matir, Baal shei meifir einu din shei matir. Maybe we would have thought that a Baal could also be matir, because if he could do hafara, which the chacham can't, certainly you should be able to do hatara. Talmud Lomer zeh davar chacham matir vein Baal matir. Continues the Gemara, the last word on the first line. Ayin chesam et alef tanya idach. We learned in a brother of Brisa. Ze adover bal mafir fein chacham mefir shiachol uma bal shein matir mefir chacham shematir ein adin shemefir. We asked the question in the opposite direction of Brisa. Maybe if a chacham could be matir, so certainly he could be able to be mefir, because a bal cannot be matir. Talmud Lomer ze adover bal mefir vein chacham mefir. Now the Gemara adds, Nemar kan zeh hadavar. It says in the beginning of Matis, zeh hadavar, v'nemar lahalon. And it also says, zeh hadavar in regards to shchute chutz, in Vayikra Yudzayin. Of course, the prohibition of shchute chutz is for an animal that is of kachim to be slaughtered outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And there the Torah HaKadosha says, when it comes to shchute chutz, in Vayikra Yudzayin Beis Daber al Aaron vel Bona vel Kol Bnei Yisrael v'marto lehem zeh adavar asher tziva Hashem leimor. So we have again the expression zeh adavar. Ma b'shchut echutz Aaron v'vona v'kol Yisrael af parshas nedarim Aaron v'vona v'kol Yisrael. Just like when it comes to shchut echutz, it applies to everybody. So too, when it comes to nedarim, it applies to Aaron v'vona v'kol Yisrael. What does that mean? That means that everybody are kosher to be matir a neder. We're going to discuss what the implication of that is in a moment. Umakan Rashi Matos, and just like over there, when it comes to Parshas Matos, it says that you should give the command El Rashi Matos, Aflahalan Rashi Matos. What are the implications that Shchut Echutz are given on the one hand to Rashi Matos as well as to Kol Yisrael, as well as Nedarim? They're given to Kol Yisrael as well as where it says in the Pasuk, by Nedarim to Rashi Matos. Biparshas Nedarim May Hilchasa, what implication does it have for Nedarim? Continues Gemara 10 lines on the top of Ayin Ches Amid Alf. Amar Avacha Bar Yankiv Lahachshir Shleisha Idiotes, to tell us that three idiotas are kosher, that even people who are not smuchin, they could also be matir a neder. Asks the Gemara, Va Rashi Matos Ksib. On the other hand, in the beginning of Parshas Matos, it says they're supposed to be Rashi Matos. In other words, they are supposed to be people of distinction, possibly even to be smuchim. Amrav Chizd or Mumcha. Amrav Chizd of Item Rabbi Yochanan B'Yachid Mumcha. That's coming to tell us that a Yochid Mumcha is also going to be kosher. Yesterday's daf, we already made reference to the idea that when it comes to both Dine Mamnos and Nedarim, the halacha is that Shlosha Idiotos will be kosher as well as a Yachid Mumcha. However, when it comes to Dine Mamnos, it's not based on the Din Daraisa in all instances. Sometimes it's a Din Darabanan, a Takanim Darabanan, Shel Tinel Delos Bifnei Lovin, as Rashi describes in the beginning of Masechah Sanhedrin, based on the Gemaras over there. However, when it comes to Dine Nedarim, here we have a din d'oraisa in both directions. That because it says zeh hadavar, we learn out that shlosha idiotos are kosher, but at the same time it says rashi matos to tell us that a yachid mumcha is going to be kosher as well. The Ram points out that even though the Gemara uses the term hadiotos, it does not mean that these individuals can be entirely not learned, but they have to be what's described in Sanhedrin as that when you explain to them a concept in halacha, that they'll understand. Gemara continues. So we pointed out that the reason why we equate shchut echutz with parshas nedarim is to tell us that idiotos are kosher if there are three of them for nedarim. Why do we equate Rashi Matos with Shchut Echutz? Amar Rav Sheshes Loimar Sheyesh Sheela Behegdish, to teach us that there is also a concept of Sheela when it comes to Hegdish. In other words, if a person consecrates an animal, then if the assumptions are not correct, so then in such a case, the Chacham could come along and be Oker the Hegdish as well by saying the assumptions of the Hegdish were not correct. The Gemara points out that's a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Mirtz Hashem, we will get to it in Nazir on Daf Tes. Li Beis Shammai d'Amar ein Sheila behegdish. Rashi Amatos t'chsib b'shut echutz l'may hilchas haba. But what's Beis Shammai going to do with the concept? Because he holds that any hegdish is consecrated even if the assumptions were incorrect. Answers the Gemara, Beis Shammai leslu gzera shava. Beis Shammai doesn't learn the gzera shava altogether, and therefore there will be no source to tell us that there will be Sheila and Hegdish. The Gemara now clarifies, and how does Beis Shammai learn some of the above halachos if he doesn't hold of the Gzeres Shava? Rather, explains the Gemara, Zeh Adover, according to Beis Shammai, Biparshas Nedarim L'Maiksiv, the reason why it says Zeh Adover by Nedarim, Loimar Chacham Matir Vein Baal Matir, that's the source that he has, that a Chacham could be Matir, not a Baal Matir, Baal Mefer Vein Chacham Mefer. Zeh Adover b'shchut echutz maiksiv. Zeh Adover b'shchut echutz is written loma shchita chayiv ve'ein chayiv al hamalicha. That the halacha is that for shchita you're going to be chayiv. However, if it's a bird that malika is done and it's done outside of the mikdash, there isn't a chiyuv of krisus of kares like there is when it comes to shchita. The Gemara points out, but Ela le Beis Shammai, according to this, according to Beis Shammai, lahachshir gimel adiotos minolan. So then how do we know that gimel adiotos will be kosher for nedarim to be shoel on neder? Nafkalu midu Rav Asi Bar Nosson. Rav Asi Bar Nosson has a different source, and that's what Beis Shammai is going to use. Tichsiv haydar b'meishas mayadei Hashem al b'nei Yisrael. Pasuk says that Kodesh Baruch Hu taught Meisha Rabbeinu, and Meisha Rabbeinu taught the Moedim to Bnei Yisrael. V'atanya, and on this we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Yosef Glodi Omer, Moedei Nemru, V'lo Nemra Shabbos Bereishis Imoim. It says specifically, Moedim and not Shabbos. This is how Rabbi Yosef Glili Darsh in the Pasuk. The Gemara will explain what Rabbi Yosef Glili is driving at in a few moments. Ben Azai dissented. Ben Azai Omer, last narrow line on Ayin Ches Amid Aleph. Moyedei Nemru. V'lo Nemru Parshas Nidorim Imohim. Ben Azai had a totally different drasha, which is also quite cryptic at this stage, and that is that it says Vaidaber Moshe, and Parshas Nidorim is not included in that parsha. Again, what exactly does Ben Azai mean? The Gemara will go on and explain. Gemara says Rav Asi Bar Nosson didn't understand what this brisa meant. Rav Asi Bar Nosson kashalo ha-masnisa. He didn't understand the brisa. Also, the Nardo, he came to Nardo, the Kamed Rav Sheshes, searching for Rav Sheshes to learn from. Rebbe, teach me pshat. V'lo ashkechei. He didn't find him. Also, Rav Asi and Mechuzah, he went to Mechuzah. Amalei, and Rav Sheshes did teach him. Mayadei Hashem nemru v'lo nemru Shabbos b'reishis imahim. So, question number one, Rav Asi posed him, is that the drasha doesn't seem to make sense at all of Rabbi Yossi Agli. If you look over there in Parshas Emor, not only does it have the Parshas Ma'adim, it also says Shabbos. V'aksim Shabbos iman, question mark number one. V'su Ma'adei Hashem v'lo nemru Parshas Nidarim ma'adim. And this that it says that it mentions the Ma'adim and it doesn't mention the Parshas Nidarim. V'hamisitra k'siva. But it is written there. It's written on the side. Sitra means the side. What does it mean, the side? The Mefarish explains that it means that it was written by Parshas Pinchas. In other words, immediately after the Parshas HaMoadim by Parshas Pinchas, immediately after that, you have Parshas Matos. Now, it's true. Vayidaber Moshe was in Parshas Emor, but nevertheless, to say that the Parshas Moadim and Parshas Nedarim are not next to each other, well, at first glance, they are when it comes to Pinchas and Matos. Amalei hachiktani, so Rav Sheshes responded to him, turning to Amid Beis. Moyadei Hashem tzrichen kiddush bezdin, Shabbos bereishis ain't tzricha kiddush bezdin. The meaning behind that Moyadei Hashem doesn't include Shabbos is to emphasize, as the Gemara in Beitz on Daf Tezayin teaches us, that there's a fundamental difference between Moadei Hashem, where we make the bracha Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim, Klal Yisrael's Mekadesh v'zman, in contrast to Shabbos, Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadesh Shabbos, and it's not dependent on Bezdin. Moadei Hashem, Shrichim Momche, when he said that Moadei Hashem doesn't include Nidarim, what he meant when Ben Azai said that was that Moadei Hashem need Mumchim to create the Kedusha. They need to be on the Bezdin. A Bezdin of Adyotos would not be acceptable for Kiddush HaChodesh, which of course is the source of Kedushas Yom Tov. The Kiddush HaChodesh is Koveya when Yom Tov is. Vein Parshas Nedarim Tzrichim Mumchim. Afilu Bezdin Adyotos. So now we have an answer to the question of how Beis Shammai learns the halacha that Adyotos could do the Hatara, and he learns it out from this drasha of Ben Azai. Asks the Gemara, but at the end of the day, that's not the simple pshat in Parshas Nedarim. Now, earlier, those who dissent with Beis Shammai, this question wouldn't be a question at all. The Gemara answered that we have two different sources. We have the source of Rashi Amatos to tell us that Yochin Mumcha would be kosher, and then we have the equation to Shchut Echuz that it had three Adyotos would all be also be kosher. But Beis Shammai, remember, doesn't go with that. Continues the Gemara. V'abe Parshas Nedarim Rashi Amatos Ksiv. The only Parsha that's significant according to Beis Shammai is Rashi Amatos, and that would indicate that only Mumchin. Amar Chizav Yitema Rabbi Yochanan B'Yochin Mumcha. So Gemara says the same teretz that we had earlier according to the dissenting view of Beis Shammai, that pasuk of Rashi Amatos is coming to tell us that Yochin Mumcha is kosher, but Shalosh Adyotos will also be kosher as well. Amar B'Chanina, Hashoysek Almanas L'meikat Mefer Afilu Mikan V'Arasar Yom. We now have a new halacha from Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina teaches us that if a husband is silent, of course we know in general that if a husband is silent, biyom shamo, when he hears the neder, and he's not mefer it for a day, so then in such a case, the halacha is that he can no longer be mefer, he was mekayim the neder. through his silence. What happens, explains the Mefarish, five lines from the top, if he's silent, not because he wants to be Mekayim the Neder, but he rather wants to show her, by giving her the silent treatment, that what she did was inappropriate. Say, the moment she takes a Neder, this is the way I understand the Mefarish, that he gives her the silent treatment. Now, if he would immediately revoke the Neder, so then they forget about it. But here, he gives her a silent treatment for 10 days. So then, if it's Shosek HaManas LeMekat to discourage her from making Nedarim, then in such a case, that Shtika, if the Shtika the entire time was with the intention to discourage her in the future from Nedarim, so that in such a case, that's not a Shtika HaManas LeKaima, and then he could be made for 10 days later. Maybe we could add that Rabbi Chanina fits very well with what we started out with today, and that is that even Hafara Belev is enough, and therefore what a person's thinking is going to be critical as well. Rava, though, doesn't like it. Masav Rava, Emesai Amru Meis HaBal Nisraikra, Rishus La'av, Bizman Shlo Shama HaBal, Oshishama V'Shasak, Oshishama V'Hafer, Umeis Boi Bayon. We go back to halachas that we've done previously in this parak, Samach Dalid, Ayin Beis, and that is the halacha of Nisraikur Rishus Av. There are times that when the husband dies, if there's a Naira Murasa, so then in such a case, the role of Hafara is entirely emptied into the father, and even though the husband is not around, once the father does Hafara, that will be enough. When does that apply? When the husband dies without hearing it. Or he heard it and he was silent. Or he heard it and he was mefer and he died on that day. So then in such a case, the father alone could be mefer. However, if he heard it, the husband heard it and he was mekayim it. Or he heard it and he was silent on that day and he died another day later. Ein yachal hafer, then the father is not able to be hefer. Why was he silent? Says the Gemara, maybe he was silent because he wanted to torture her. Torture by giving her the silent treatment. And therefore we see that if he's silent, even if it's almanas lemekat, nevertheless the halacha is that it's considered a significant shtika. Suggests the Gemara, loy b'shoisek almanas lekayim. Why do you have to learn that b'shoisek almanas lemekat? If he shoisek almanas lemekat, so then in such a case, that's not a shtika. However, the case of Rava, who's quoting from the Braisa, that quote is talking about a case of Shosek Almanas L'kayim. Says the Gemara, Yochi Hainu O Shama V'kayim. Says the Gemara, isn't that considered like Shama V'kayim? He heard and he affirmed. Ela B'Shosek Stam. So says the Gemara, no. There's a difference between Shama V'kayim, he heard, and he says, yes, I like the Neder, versus Shosek Stam. So then, in such a case, that's a separate category, and we go L'chumra if he's Shosek Stam. But if he's Shosek Almanas L'Mekat, the Gemara defends Rabbi Chanina. That's how we conclude today's daf. Defending Rabbi Chanina, Shosek Almanas L'Mekat works, Afil Mikan Va'ad Asar Yomim. Which takes us full circle to the review of today's daf. Just like Rabbi Chanina said, what the guy is thinking is going to be important during the shtika, we also learned it was important for Hafara, according to Beis Hillel, at the beginning of today's daf, on the bottom of Ayin Zayin Amid Beis, and that opinion of Beis Hillel is that you could be Mevatel Belibo Vein Tzarech Lotzi Bisfasov. That also explained a halacha that on Shabbos, a person is not supposed to be Mefer by saying Moifer Lichi Batel Lichi, because on Shabbos, you're supposed to be different. Maybe based on the idea, Shelo Yei Divurcha B'Shabbos K'Divurcha B'Chol, which is based on the Pasuk of Im Toshiv B'Shabbos Raglecha. And Rabbi Yochanan taught, at the same time, even though you don't say Mofer Lechi, you're supposed to be Mevatel Belev. Today's daf, we also learned that the Lashon of She'ela is Moisir Lach versus the Lashon of Hafara, Moifer Lach. Moifer Lach is the Lashon of the husband. Matir Lach, or Moisir Lach, Mutter Lach, is a Lashon of the Chacham. We also learned on today's daf that there is an equation between the Parsha of Pshutei Chutz as well as the Parsha of Afara. Both of them, it says, Zeh HaDovar. And if you make Gzerah Shavu, which is the opinion of most, not the opinion of Beis Shammai, then the halacha would be that we learn from Shchut Echutz, which is given to Kol Yisrael, that Hedyotos, which the Ran explains, are people who could understand, but they don't need to be Smuchim or even Mumchim, the three of them could serve to be Matir and Neder, as well as we learn from the Pasuk that it says, Rashi Hamatos, in regards to the beginning of the Neder, that Rashi Hamatos teaches us that a Yochid Mumche is going to be Kosher for a Neder. Beis Shammai does not make the equation between the two, because Beis Shammai is of the opinion that She'ela Behegdish is not acceptable, and the Gemara learns from the Pasuk of Rosh Matos that is connected to Shchut Echutz that She'ela Behegdish would be acceptable. Beis Shammai does not learn that way, and therefore Beis Shammai learns from a totally different drasha. And that is Vayidaber Moshe es Moedei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael, and Ben Azeh Darshins that Parshas Nedarim is different than Moedei Hashem. Moedei Hashem, the Gemara on top of Ayin Ches Amud Beis points out, needs Kiddush Bezdin, as elaborated on in Beit Sadaf Tezayin. However, when it comes to Parshas Nedarim, it does not require Rashi Bezdin, it does not require Rashi Matos, and it would be acceptable even if it's Hedyotos. At the same time, Beis Shammai will learn that a Yochid Mumcha is acceptable from the Pasuk Rashi Matos written in the beginning of Nedarim. And finally, Rabbi Chanina says that Shtika is not always a Kiyum of a Neder. Hashosek Amnas L'Meikat doesn't serve as a shtika, and he could be mayfair 10 days later if his silence was to remind the wife that she should normally not take unnecessary nadarim. This Beis Hashem concludes Daf Ayin Ches in Maseches Nadarim.